80s, 90s, UK and today. The Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. Like I keep saying, eventually they're going to let us out of our cage and you're going to have a big fat stimulus check in your hand. Why not spend it on something that's going to make you happy and pour money right back into the economy at the same time? Maybe a home theater system from Patterson's Audio and Video. They'll help you pick out the system that's perfect for you. They'll even install it. You can learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. When the world opens back up, you could certainly stop by in person. They're across the street from the Birdie Skate Park, or you can give them a call today at 208-678-6997. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll see a high of 51 for tonight. Partly cloudy, 27 for your low. Saturday, partly cloudy and 59. Sunday, cloudy and 60. Then for Monday, some rain showers a possibility and a high of 53. So this week, my head has been in a weird place. Naturally, we're living in a weird world right now. And what I've been thinking about is not directly how this virus is affecting each and every one of us physically, but how it's affecting our noggin. Now, I've always claimed to be an independent guy who can pretty much just be on his own and not, you know, have to go gather with people. And I'm happier in a room by myself than I am anywhere else. And I found out that I've been lying to myself for years. I've been working from home now for about 2 weeks. The times that I've left the house have been only to go pick up groceries or to check my mail at the P.O. box. My wife has left the house all of once since March, was it 13th, that the schools let out. My son has not left the house at all, excluding trips to the backyard. Obviously, we're getting some fresh air and we're going into the backyard. But as far as going anywhere, those two, with the exception of the one trip my wife made to the school to pick up the at-home learning stuff, they haven't left the house since March 13th. And the times that I've left, I've felt awkward. I don't want to be out. I want to be home. I'm afraid of this thing. And I think it's pretty normal that we're afraid of this thing. But I miss my people. I miss my coworkers. I miss my friends. I miss going out for dinner. I miss getting up and getting ready and going to work in the morning. I miss the drive home from work in the afternoon. And it's just gotta be tough, not just on me, but the entire Magic Valley. You. So I thought it would be fun to chat with a few folks who work in the field of mental health over the next couple of weeks as we navigate this weird world that we're living in. And the first guest I have on the show, and God bless each and every one of these mental health professionals, I put a post up on my Facebook page and I said, hey, I'm looking for anybody who works in mental health who would be willing to chat with me for a few minutes on the radio. And Dr. Leah York was one of the first people to respond. Dr. York is with Alliance Family Services in Twin Falls. She's a mental health professional. And Dr. York, this can really take a toll on somebody's mental health.
It really can. I think the uncertainty is a big deal for everyone right now. You know, I saw a really great post by someone the other day that changed the language of social distancing to physical distancing. And I thought it was so great because really humans are social. We need to have social interaction. Physical touch, embracing through hugs, handshakes, and physical contact is a huge deal. But in our current time, that's really not the best option for interacting with people. And so physical distance is possible and it's encouraged, but we can still have social interaction. This might look different. It might look, different through social media, like Snapchat videos with friends, Zoom, and, you know, different things we can do to still have social interaction that's really important. But, it is a great time to look at things differently and openly and see how that new normal can just maybe be reinvented for you in a healthy way. Things definitely need to change all over the world. And so looking at it in a positive way can definitely be helpful right now.
Do you think it's even more important now for folks to reach out to a friend or reach out to a family member or stay in touch? I mean, it might be easy to kind of fall into a rut where we're bummed out about life. We're bummed out about maybe not getting to go to work or not getting to go out to dinner with family or something like that. Would you say that it's more important now that we stay connected?
It is. I think, again, going back to human beings being very social, communal people, creatures in general, we all thrive on contact. And whether that contact through, you know, physical means and being close to people, or through interactions that we can more so do right now to keep ourselves safe and healthy, doing it through video chat, through FaceTime, through Snapchat, reach out through a text, give people a call. Right now, hearing people's voices, seeing people's faces is really helpful. And it is really important to maintain relationships and contact with people who are important in life.
You know, something that I've thought about, too, is that while I guess the social distancing thing or physical distancing thing, like you've rephrased it, which I think is great, since it hasn't taken a huge toll on me. I have my wife at home. I have my son at home. And yeah, I'm living a completely different world right now, but I'm still working in a different capacity. I'm in my basement instead of the studio. And yes, I miss my coworkers, but I'm not completely out there without anybody. But I think that it's important now, especially for you to reach out to maybe somebody who doesn't have that connection, or maybe somebody who is home alone and stuck just kind of living life all by themselves.
Yes. I think we definitely see that alone piece come into play with people, you know, who have increased risk from health considerations, maybe some struggles that they're dealing with, people who live alone, elderly, people who are in living facilities who really can't have contact with outside people coming in to visit, maybe who aren't really great at social media and technology, jumping on Zoom for, you know, a social gathering online or FaceTiming. It's really important to consider, you know, it might be writing a letter. It might be having your kiddos draw a picture or sending videos. If you're able to connect online via whatever means with people, that's great. But knowing that in a world, though you might be physically alone in your house, nobody else around, or in a facility where you live, that you're really not alone. There are so many people available that you can contact, reach out to, you know, social media, Facebook, Instagram, however that may be, whether it's mental health providers or friends, family. Reaching out is really important, and there are tons of people available, and putting themselves out there, letting them other people know that they're available and wanting to help and share that, I guess, social interaction, however possible.
And I think it's important, too, to point out that it's okay to feel kind of down right now. I was visiting with a friend yesterday who said, I feel so stupid because I shouldn't feel so weird. But I think it's, first of all, not stupid at all. Second of all, it's expected, and it's okay to call up a friend or a family member or a mental health professional and say, hey, I feel weird. I don't know how to process all of this in my head, and I wanted to call somebody and try and talk it through.
Definitely. It is okay to feel weird or uneasy or nervous or fearful or scared, sad. It's a totally new territory that we're all navigating, but we're navigating it together. Everybody's going through it, and we're all having to figure it out together. And so, you know, whatever those feelings might be coming up as, it's okay to feel that. Just knowing that you can process it out loud with someone else, whoever that may be, can be really helpful.
You brought up the social media, and I think and not just social media, but the apps that are in particular letting us stay connected, Snapchat and FaceTime and Zoom. And there's about a billion of them out there right now that I think if this would have happened 100 years ago, things would have been a lot harder to get through. But thanks to technology, maybe for folks who haven't necessarily tapped into that technological world yet, now is a great time, because what's cool is that most of this stuff that's allowing us to stay in touch is totally free and anybody can have access to it.
Yes, it's so awesome. There are so many different platforms available for us. You know, and I hear a lot that people are like, oh, I'm terrible at technology. I get it. I totally am too. But there are so many tutorials to help people call a friend, have someone walk you through it on the phone. And I think it's also a really great time. Remember, social media and all the technology we have available is awesome. But this is also a really great time for kind of taking a step back and write letters, write cards, draw pictures, send them to friends and family. There are so many ways we can stay connected through this.
Yeah, in fact, my wife has been tapping into her artistic side lately, too, and just, like, you know, putting together little thank you cards and putting together little I miss you cards and things like that. It's a great idea. And Leah, I wanted to make sure we get your contact information out there, too, as if somebody needs somebody to talk to, you would be a great person to call.
Definitely. I am available on social media. I have just a personal page through Facebook. It's Leah Schutte York. I'm also on Instagram. People can shoot me private messages. I am more than happy to help be a resource. Let's chat for a few minutes. Even if you just need, you know, a few minutes of contact with someone, run something by me if you have questions or you're wondering, is this a big deal? Do I need a little more support? I'm more than happy to connect people with resources. I think it's really important right now to lean on each other, not just for mental health support, but knowing we're not alone. And, you know, remembering there are tons of resources in our community for support, whether that be, you know, mental health, food supplies, necessities for the household, whatever it may be. Through Alliance Family Services, where I work, we have a lot of resources. And a lot of people in our community I'm connected with, we can all work together to make sure people are helped in any way that they need to be.
Leah, I appreciate your time very much. And let's get a phone number out there, too, before I let you go, in case somebody needs to give you a call. How do they reach you?
Yeah, my personal cell phone. Feel free to reach out anytime. Call, text. It's 208-948-9500. The office where I work, Alliance Family Services, we are open and able to help. Our office number is 208-737-0572.
That's Dr. York at Alliance Family Services in Twin Falls. Thank you so much, Dr. York, for taking the time out to chat with me this morning. And I would love to do it again next week. Is that cool?
Sounds awesome. I'd love to.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.